Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Chris and Jen Schaus, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Together, which has kind of worked for us at this point. There's not saying that collaboration was null or that we didn't want to do it. It's just the fact that she writes, and then she brings it to the table, and she's like, "Hey, I wrote this song," and then the majority of the time it's finished. And the same thing for me. Then we'll just kind of maybe just try a few different things. On the album, all the songs were written totally separate. Which worked out great. We've worked on some songs together. We've got some more songs in the work.
Yeah, we've got a few more songs for the next album, hopefully. Oh, so, nice. And those we have worked on a little bit more together, like Chris said. I think that because each person writes differently, so you can really have a hard time when you're sitting down trying to write together with maybe he wants to write lyrics first and I want to write melody, or vice versa. Usually it's melody and then lyrics with him. And we pull from different meanings that we have of our own, so I feel like when we sit down together, if we try to force something that way, we seem to butt heads a lot. So we keep sane as well, I think, by writing separately. It helps because it doesn't the fact that, you know, maybe I'll get a little insecure and think, oh, this is a dumb song. He's going to think it's dumb, so I don't even want to try it for him. Keeps that from happening. So I think by writing separately and then coming with the song finished really helps with that.
Yeah, she's more of a lyric writer. I'm more of like a melody writer, I think. I think of melody. You know, when I listen to music, I listen to the melody, the way that it goes, and not necessarily the words.
Plus, living together, I mean, we have different times that we are moved to write. So maybe I'm in the middle of cooking dinner and he decides he wants to write a song, he can go off and write a song, you know, or those kind of things. And where we live, there are other areas and little cabins out where we live. So if you go to those, you don't have cell phone service, you don't have any kind of connection to anything. So it's sometimes nice for us to just separate from each other and do our own thing. And that's usually when some of the songwriting comes. It always reminds me when I was younger, my grandfather listened to one or two things. He was an Italian man, and his name was Salvatore. We either listened to Frank Sinatra or Willie Nelson. It was awesome. But he liked to smoke cigars, and my grandmother wouldn't let him smoke them around the house, so we'd go on rides, and he'd smoke cigars, and we'd listen to music and go down to the beach and hang out.
So oh, that's always a reminds neat me of memory.
Him. Yep.
Oh, cool.
John Banjo, a longtime friend of mine. I saw him play banjo when he was a young teenager. And we played a lot of music together, haven't we, Cody? A lot of bluegrass, a lot of jams. And when this was wanting a banjo player for this band, he was the first person that we thought of. And he's really came a long way breaking out of the bluegrass mode of thinking. But he's from London. His name is Cody Duggar.
So like Chris said, I probably met Chris when I wasn't driving. So probably 15, something like that. I've known the guy for 11, 12 years. Huh. Like you said, we played a lot of music together. When we first started playing together, traditional bluegrass, you know, just straight as it comes, you know, that kind of thing. And 3 or 4 years ago, he's like, I think me and Jen's going to maybe start doing some singer-songwriter stuff. And definitely out of the box for me, because I went from playing Earl Scruggs, J.D. Crowe, to playing stuff out of all these minor keys and different things. But it was good. I think it's important for any musician. I think if you ever get comfortable in the music, I think it's time to maybe kind of broaden your horizons a little bit and try something a little bit different.
Yeah.
Because it makes you better, you know, in the long run, for sure.
I guess with this config of players and this kind of music, you can't exactly fall into sort of autopilot.
Sure.
With your playing, just hearing a key and kind mm-hmm. of knowing automatically what you're going to do. You're having to map out your solos, I would
sure.
think.
Yeah, it's very complicated. And he has made me a better musician for sure. Just as, you know, because he's always, when he lived in London, we would play together 2 or 3 times a week. And he would always be coming up with all these, you know, like Fly Me to the Moon and things like that. These off the wall tunes that really made you kind of start to think and really kind of try different things than what you're used to. So.
You do a beautiful job.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, it's really just, you bring just a whole other voice to all of the tunes. Your solos just sound great. I'm just loving it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Oh, he caressed her breast and she had it died his thigh. Good Lord. The billet on the pillow next to wine, bottles and cheese. She lit the poet, wrote pictures, a Nazi and a slip. Yes, he did, and just when you think you can't get no better than it did. Oh, just when you think you can't get no better than it does. It's always so much better than it ever was. Oh, it seems like all the good things come at once. There was neither one of them naive. She said, I'll probably get in trouble, but this time I don't care. Oh, I should go to work, but I'd rather be with you instead. He played the 5-string banjo. Yes, she lived in town. He traveled the whole world wide. Yes, she drove around, got the car. He got some munchies, scored a lead, and just when you think you can't get no better than it did. Thank you. day for a dalliance and a picnic, good Lord. And the riverbank was an excellent place to go. The sun was shining, the birds were singing, oh, hey. Oh, and just when you think it can't get no better than it did.
Tell us how the two of you met.
I met Chris through the 23 string band. I was actually the friend he was talking about that he met at it was a festival of bluegrass, wasn't it? His grandma lived across the street from me when I was in middle school in London. So I've known Kurt for more years than I can count on my fingers right now. When they put a band together, I was actually the original bass player for the 23 string band and played with them for about a year and a half. And then just life and things, it just didn't work out where I could stick with it. But that's how I met Chris. I was in school bands growing up, so I played some saxophone and some euphonium and baritone, a couple weeks of piano lessons, and then...
he's incredible.
Longer
he's
than some, stay with it, right?
I played in garage bands, a lot of rock and roll music growing up, electric bass. And I played some little bit on a lot of instruments, but I like playing the bass. That's where I feel home.
So do I get it right that you're working on putting together some songs of your own into an album?
Yeah,
Can you talk about that project?
It's kind of a tongue-in-cheek project a little bit. I'm really proud of it. I got a lot of people that I grew up, actually Kurt Wilson is playing banjo on that album, Stephen Couch. Anyhow, it's just a lot of people I knew that influenced me, and I conned them through one way or another to get them to come attempt some of this horrible music I'm making.
So, oh, heavens, what do you mean by that? Or these are all...
It's sort of intentionally... most of the guys that I play with, it's sort of acoustic-based music, and this is a departure from that. So it's got some clav on it and some a lot of electric guitar and organs and things. So it's a little noisier, a little more dissonant. I'm not a great singer, so you get what you get when I'm singing. It's just what it is. So.
I mean, is it like complicated, like and ironic, and like Zappa-esque? Or
Zappa's a big influence on it. Sort of Zappa, Tom Waits, Leonard Cohen.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. So.
Well, I think there's already some people in the house, and I know some people listening who now very much will want to get their paws on the CD.
Now you're a hard road to hoe, and that's why I'm digging low as hard as I can. Pick to find time to leave me and you. Oh, but what else could a poor boy like me do? Should the sun rise tomorrow, the sun will be on your back. Taking the left on a lonely street and a ride on the highway of despair. Why did you need me? Why do I care? 'Cause waking up more than alone feels better. Waking up dead. It's a long road ahead, and I know it, but I'll get there when I can. So it's an empty place I'm going, and I know it, but will I ever get the upper hand? Should the sun rise tomorrow, the sun will be on this back. Be taking a left on the lonely street and a right on the highway of the spirit.
I'd like to thank Chris and Jen Shouse and their band for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Ryan Zinka, Lori Campbell, Kate Heinonen, and Matthew Flores. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. And thank you to all of us listening to our webcast and watching us on Facebook Live up there, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of Kentucky and share it with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com. Lexington.
And what do you think, audience? Could we talk them into one more song, you think?
Love you guys.
it twice that I can't be naughty for being nice. There's worse things in this world. You can be like a loss of prophecy without the wannabes crying in the breeze. Lonesome asking me, you wanna be with me? Then say, oh me, oh my.
Thank you all very much.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Chris, Jen, Cody, and Owen for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.